Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A University of Delaware student was killed and eight others were injured when police say someone in an overdue rental truck hit them while fleeing officers. KYW's Connor Barcon has more from Newark.
University of Delaware President Dennis Asanis is calling the near-campus crash a terrible tragedy. Yesterday, around 4:30 p.m., Newark police located a rented U-Haul that was more than a month overdue. A rental that late is considered stolen, but before officers were able to arrest the two occupants of the truck, police say the driver sped away, striking and killing an unidentified UDell student. Carolyn White Bartu teaches at the school and told our partners at NBC 10 it was chaotic after the crash.
My phone started blowing up with my students that have my number or email, and they're messaging like, are you okay? What's happening? Do you know where so-and-so is?
Police say a total of eight individuals were injured. One was hospitalized for serious injuries. It is not clear how many of them are students. Here on Main Street, there is a growing memorial with flowers and messages asking for crosswalks to be elevated and speed bumps to be installed. In Newark, Connor Barcon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The man who police say admitted to attacking a pregnant woman outside her Hatfield apartment last week is back behind bars after a Montgomery County judge increased his bail. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
36-year-old Raymond Batista is behind bars in Montgomery County Correctional Facility after County Judge William Carpenter increased his bail to $500,000 cash and ordered no contact with the woman he's accused of attacking. Batista is charged with aggravated assault and aggravated assault of an unborn child, which could carry a maximum of 20 to 40 years in prison. He was free on $75,000 unsecured bail, but prosecutors requested an emergency bail review, arguing the attack was premeditated and deliberate, pointing to a video from a neighbor's Ring camera that shows a masked man hiding in wait for the woman, then jump-kicking her from behind and beating her. Judge Carpenter agreed, calling it a brutal and vicious attack of a pregnant woman sufficient to break her nose. Prosecutors say in February, the woman told Batista she was pregnant with his child, and Batista wanted her to end the pregnancy. Clothes and a mask matching what's seen in a video were found at Batista's car, and license plate readers and surveillance cameras put that car in the area at the time of the attack. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
DOGE has cut millions of dollars meant for Pennsylvania arts and culture. KYW Sheridan Howard explains what it means for the community.
I hope that we as a community will still be able to move forward.
The latest cuts made by DOGE in recent weeks is just another setback for the arts and Philly communities, explains Valerie Gay, head of Creative Philadelphia, but she says Philly is resilient.
There's always a call to action, and I don't think we should wait until a crisis comes to be in community with each other.
Philly's small community staples such as the Woodmere Museum in Old City and larger entities such as the Penn Museum in University City, along with a number of nonprofit organizations, count on federal funding through the National Endowment of Humanities and the Institute of Museum and Library Services. However, that money will no longer be there.
This is a great loss. You know, I know here at Creative Philadelphia, we are really working hard to execute our long-term strategy.
Gay hopes the work being done by her team and the Greater Philadelphia Cultural Alliance within Philly's neighborhoods won't be too badly curtailed, but says
we are making up for lost time, and I see the long game.
Sharaday Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Do you bleed Eagles green? Do you have a love statue tattoo? Then you might just be who the Philadelphia Visitors Center is looking for. They need an ambassador ahead of the country's 250th birthday celebration next year. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
Whether you're already a social media content creator or you want to get started, this is a great time to show your Philly pride by signing up to be a Fambassador. Catherine Ott Lovell is president and CEO of the Philadelphia Visitor Center Corporation.
It is a call to action for everyone who loves this city.
Being a Fambassador, spelled with a PH, of course, is simple. Just sign up on their website, sign the pledge to give all of your brotherly and sisterly love to the cause, and post stories, reels, posting pics with the hashtags JoinTheFam or Fambassadors and get people excited about the city. Michelle Freeman is a proud Fambassador.
It's about helping someone find directions or give a recommendation and being able to channel all of our Philliness out into the world.
Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.